Getting back to adjuvant systemic therapy, I'm curious how you approach that right now in a non-protocol setting and what you consider sort of evidence-based options.
Well, I certainly think if you're a purist, there's absolutely no reason not to give the regimens that were given in the U.S. intergroup NCI Canada study, which is vinorelbine plus cisplatin, and certainly the large 800-patient ANITA trial, which also gave vinorelbine and cisplatin. So certainly I think it's perfectly appropriate to give that regimen. I also think it's not inappropriate to give etoposide plus cisplatin, since more than 50% of the patients on the international adjuvant lung trial received that. And so now you're looking at numbers that are even greater than on the other trials. And so that's fine. I think in general, though, physicians think you should give the most effective drug. And that's the reason why I give cisplatin and not carboplatin. I do think that cisplatin is a little bit more effective. There's a meta-analysis in the metastatic setting, which does suggest it's more effective. There are some randomized trials that show that carboplatin and cisplatin are comparable in the metastatic setting, but there are also trials that show that cisplatin is a little bit better. And you really don't see the same study showing that carboplatin may be a little bit better. So if anything, they're similar, with cisplatin maybe being slightly better. In the palliative setting, it's an acceptable trade-off. In the curative setting, I think you should give your best drug. So along those lines, the question comes up, what is the best second drug to give with cisplatin? As I mentioned, I think it's very reasonable to give vinorelbine, very reasonable to give VP16. I give docetaxel. Let me explain why I give docetaxel. There are actually three randomized trials in lung cancer that show that docetaxel is a superior drug to vinorelbine. The first trial was a second-line trial that Dr. Fosello reported 7 years ago, comparing docetaxel with either ifosfamide or vinorelbine. And most of the patients on that control arm actually did get vinorelbine. And docetaxel had a superior one-year survival compared to vinorelbine. The second trial was the TAX-326 trial, which Dr. Fosella also reported, which led to the registration of docetaxel first line. The control arm on that study was vinorelbine and cisplatin. And of course, docetaxel cisplatin was superior. And then the third trial was a study from Japan just reported at ASCO 2005, looking at an elderly group of patients treated first line, docetaxel versus vinorelbine. And docetaxel was significantly superior to vinorelbine. So that's why I've chosen that as my adjuvant regimen. I think it is better than vinorelbine and cisplatin, and vinorelbine and cisplatin makes up the majority data in the adjuvant setting. So again, vinorelbine cisplatin, very reasonable. VP16 and cisplatin, very reasonable. But I think if you want to use what I would consider our most effective drugs, I would use docetaxel cisplatin.
What's the specific dose and schedule you use?
I use 75 milligrams per meter squared of docetaxel. Initially, I was combining that with 75 milligrams per meter squared of cisplatin, but I was finding that that was very difficult for my patients to tolerate. Lots of nausea and vomiting, lots of difficulties with other complications, and so I wasn't really able to get them through their four cycles. And so I have reduced the cisplatin dose to 60 milligrams per meter squared. The meta-analysis in the International Adjuvant Lung Trial suggested that if you can exceed a cumulative dose of 240 milligrams per meter squared of cisplatin, that you're giving the effective dose. So if you give 60 milligrams per meter squared times four doses, you're achieving that.